Calling
Hello.
customer provider. I have your first and last name.
I'm sorry, there was an interruption in the voice, so you're asking for
I was saying, could
name?
I have your first and last name?
Drew Hamill is my last name.
Thank you, and how may I help you today?
Well, I just spoke with your representative, but having found an bogus charge on my account, I looked back to March, and there's others that she was not able to address, and I would appreciate you addressing them. I want refunds of all charges to my account after March 9th.
Yes, ma'am. I can see there's something I can do in regards to that. We can only go back a certain amount of months. Now, I do see here you were calling in regards to the $39.99 charge.
Okay. That was one of them. Mm-hmm. On the 15th of May?
Well, it was on the, well, we have it as May the 9th for the $39.99 charge.
Okay. May 9th. Yep.
Okay. So the agent wasn't able to go back to that second charge. For that charge, since your account was canceled, I can get you a courtesy 50% refund.
No, ma'am, you don't understand. This is like a major scam, and I will report you to the credit card company if I don't get total refunds for everything except that $7.95 Wi-Fi, which didn't work to begin with, and I never authorized all these subsequent charges.
Well, that information was stated in the terms and conditions, and the customer has to agree to those. But as a one-time courtesy, I can refund you for the $39.99 charge.
Well, she already did that, but I need all of these charges refunded. There's one on March 12th for $67.33. There's ones in April. I need them all refunded. You can see what they are.
Yes, ma'am. Well, once again, we can only go back a certain amount of months. I do wish you had called in before the months did pile up.
Well, I'll handle it through the credit card company then. This is ridiculous.
Well, the two latest charges have been refunded for May. Those refunds will take 3 to 5 business days, the $56.95 and $39.99. For the April the 12th charge, I can get you a 50% refund.
I need a 100% refund.
As a one-time courtesy, I can get the April refund refunded. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Does that cover all of the charges on the account?
It covers from May to April.
So I need you to go back to March and cancel everything except that $7.95.
Ma'am, unfortunately, we can only go back a certain amount of months. I'll have to check to see if we can go back that far. Please hold. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So once again, I did go ahead and check our policy, and we can only cover a full refund for the months of May and April. We can only do a partial for March since it was past 30 days.
Well, I'll handle the March charge through my credit card company if you can't help me with that. I do appreciate the April and May.
Yes, ma'am. So if you do dispute the charge, it will cancel out all of our refunds, just so you know.
Say that again.
If you do dispute any of our charges, it will cancel out all of our refunds.
It will cancel the refund?
Yes, ma'am. So if you dispute the charge with your banking institution, you're essentially saying that you did not make the charge, so they will cancel out our refunds.
Well, you must understand that you lack some credibility with me. But unless you just go ahead and refund, I don't mind the $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have already explained as much as I can do. We can cover a full refund for May and April. Honestly, April wasn't qualified for a full refund either because that was past 30 days. So that was only due for a partial refund, but that was a courtesy to get the April charge fully refunded.
And so why can't you go back to March?
Because all charges that are past 30 days old really do not qualify for a full refund. Once again, I wish you had contacted us beforehand, before all those charges piled up. But once they go past a certain date, we can only do so much for the charges.
I mean, I'll take what you're offering rather than nothing, but that is ridiculous. I should not owe you the $6,732 from March 12th.
Yes, ma'am. So as I had previously stated, I really cannot do a full refund for March. I did go ahead and check that. It can only be a partial refund for that.
And what's the name of your company?
Top Consumer Deals.
What was the word before consumer deal?
Top, as in T-O-P.
Top consumer deal. Well, I'll take the refunds you've offered. I appreciate that. And
so they'll
I actually
be processed
would like
today.
Okay. I'd actually like to see you refer the March 12th on to someone higher in the company.
Well, ma'am, I am the floor supervisor, so I'm not sure who else you can speak to.
Well, you must have. I know you're in charge of the people answering the phone. I hear that, but you report to someone who owns that company.
If you're speaking of the owner, I cannot transfer you over to the owner.
Oh, I don't need to talk to him. I'm just asking you to refer the issue. With my appreciation, if they cancel the March 12th charge as well.
Yes, I can definitely further the issue just so they can look into it. For the March charge, I can only authorize $33 off of that.
Off of the $67.32?
Yes.
I appreciate that. I thank you.
So the refund will take 3 to 5 business days, and we'll send you a confirmation email. And is there anything else I could assist you with?
No, I thank you for your time.
And thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
And you. Bye-bye.